This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Inventories of paper products and other consumer goods could rebound after shortages because of COVID-19. Jack Buffington is a professor of supply chain management at the University of Denver. He says people are seeing that most of the supply chain is getting back to normal.
There's other supplies, of course, that are of greater concern. Cleaning supplies, which there will be a spike in demand that will be more sustainable as people believe that they need to keep their houses and their hands more safe. These shocks, they will take longer to fix than some of the smaller challenges that you're seeing in your supermarket.
Buffington says hospitals are also dealing with shortages of masks and other personal protective equipment. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner wants the federal government to increase testing for COVID-19 on the state's two Native American reservations. In a letter to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Gardner said there have already been two confirmed cases on the Southern Ute Reservation. The recently signed stimulus package includes funding for more COVID testing on reservations around the country. Colorado is going to get almost $4 million from the federal government for public lands. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The money comes out of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. It gets divvied up between all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories. This money will be used for local parks, recreation, and state parks. In total, the Interior Department released about $227 million through the fund for states. That's about half of what Congress budgeted for this fiscal year. Jim Peterson, Colorado director for the Trust for Public Lands, says the money will help create parks and protect open space for people, as well as provide access. For CPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim.
This is CPR News.